Why can't I go?
Because your place is here with the rest of us.
You let Mars travel.
That's his job. Until mankind learns to dispense with his services and lives in peace, Mars must go where he's called.
I only want to browse around.
You'd only get into trouble.
I have been here thousands of years. I am bored.
Don't interrupt your father. Besides, these mortals are bedeviled by as aggravating a collection of annoyances as it is possible for one to imagine. It may not be entirely without merit, but you wouldn't like it down there.
Let me be the judge of that. I am tired of the same old faces, the same old things.
Tired or not, you're staying here.
My dear, that's not unusual. There are men on this airplane.
No, outside. He was flying.
Outside?
Yes, he just passed my window.
Stewardess? Stewardess?
And he was naked, and he was just going down, flying.
Chariot, but where are the horses?
Let go of that! It's the matter! Hey! Let go of that!
Go!
Where to?
Uptown. And step on it. Boy, that was close.
What was close?
They almost nailed you. What'd you do, jump ship?
No, I walked off.
You walked off? What's your name?
Hercules.
Oh, mine is Pretzi. Well, they call me Pretzi because, you see, I sell pretzels on the waterfront there. Yeah.
You know what pleases me most, Helen, about these boys is judging from their classroom work, they apparently have brains as well as brawn.
Who are these men over there?
Oh, they're just athletes training.
Athletes?
College guys, yeah.
Hmm.
What do you mean? You think you could do better? What do you mean? These guys happen to be champions. Huh. Nobody can beat them. Huh. Hey, wait, where you going?
Over there.
What for?
To show them how to throw the discus.
Oh, no. You gotta stay here. You can't go butting in there.
They will not like me to instruct them.
No, it's just for college guys. No outsiders allowed.
I am Hercules.
Put that discus down. You have no business out here.
Those men do not throw it far enough.
You don't say.
I do say.
What is it, Helen?
That man with the discus. The coach seems to be arguing with him.
Well, these boys are record holders.
Then they should be better.
I suppose you believe that you're better.
I once showed them in the Olympics in Greece how to do it. They profited by my instruction.
Showed us in the Greek Olympics, huh? What year was that?
That was in the year when...
Hey, coach. Let him show us, coach. Maybe there is something we could learn.
Well, it's always possible. All right. Go ahead, show us.
Thank you.
What else do you do?
Incredible.
Okay, Tom.
see you beat that.
A very good throw for who is earthbound.
Skip the wisecracks. Put your money where your mouth is.
I do not have any money.
I mean, stop talking. Demonstrate.
All right.
My buddy. He's a Greek fella.
He just come over. From Greece.
Nevertheless, Mr. Zeus interests me. I'd like to get to know him better, study him more closely.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Well, do you know he had the effrontery to ask if I would have dinner with him tonight?
Well, of course you told him.
I would.
You know, I would really like to see Greece one day. I've heard it's a beautiful country.
Perhaps you will see it one day.
Will you show me around?
You like to climb mountains?
Well, I've never done any. Have you ever been on Mount Olympus?
I know it very well.
No kidding.
I am not kidding.
Oh, when I was a little girl, I used to read all about it. And the gods and goddesses who were supposed to live on top of it. And I believed it.
This is one of the joys of being very young. I'm sure he meant well.
Climbing up all the stairs to get here, but the heights made me dizzy. Well, I'm not accustomed to the altitude, you know. Well, have you decided?
I don't care what Susie decrees. I'm not coming with you.